What happened? Well, by the to the Roman side, by the fourth century, well, the second century, the church that Jesus Christ started, by the second century, the apostles were alive in the first. By the second, they were already believing in infant baptism. By the second century. So Romanism started seeping in the second century with infant baptism. By the fourth century, they got stuff like beads, candles, robes, vestments. They got hierarchical levels of the clergy. In fact, there was a clergy-laity break, and only the clergy could handle the communion, and the laity couldn't. And so all that started seeping in by the fourth century. By the time we get to the sixth century, we have a full-blown pope. And by the time we get to the ninth century, we have Mass in the sense that you know it today, with purgatory, with indulgence, or with the whole idea of people needing the sacraments to get to heaven by the ninth century. But it wasn't codified until the Council of Trent in actually the 15th century. So you could, all the way up to the Reformation, be a very evangelical Catholic in the Roman Church, because they didn't homogenize the place and make them all toe the line until the Council of Trent in 1546. Actually, that's the 16th century, isn't it? Getting rusty. I haven't taught seminary for so long. I'm getting out of date here. So that's Romanism. And so what I'm showing you is this, that today there is a great deal of the Roman Catholic Church that we would 100% agree with. They are Trinitarian. They believe in the deity of Christ. They believe, at least in the 66 books we call, they believe they're inspired. They just have added to them, you know, the Apocrypha and a little bit of the Pseudepigrapha and a whole bunch of tradition. But at the core of their theology and Christology, though, they've added, and remember, and I'm not going to go through a whole thing on Romanism, but the best way to poison someone is to take 99.5% wholesomeness and put in something very deadly for that last half percent. And we went through that when I gave my testimony why I'm not a Roman Catholic. And that that works salvation and non-imputational salvation is right at the heart of Romanism, and that's the danger. So that's Romanism. But we would, and by the way, that answers, there are people even today in the Roman Catholic Church that are born again. There are. I think almost everybody in this room would know one, at least, right? You know a good, saved Catholic. And they'd say, well, I don't believe in that Mary stuff, or I don't, you know, agree with the Pope, or I think whatever. And what I ask them is, how on earth can you support something that is so wrong? And maybe they feel they're a missionary, but I won't go too heavily into that. Between these two lines, I would put the Lutheran Church right here. That's the Lutheran Church. Here's the Presbyterian Church. The Presbyterian Church is what John Knox started. The Episcopal Church, I'd put that right in here too. You say, what do you mean, put that there? Well, those three are kind of a little bit Romanistic and Reformed also. Why do I say that? Because Episcopalians believe in infant baptism. Because the Presbyterians believe in infant baptism. Because they believe in the idea that it all begins, and what they've done, those three churches, the Lutheran, the Presbyterian, the Episcopalian churches, today believe that you get into the covenant by baptism. And it's what the Jews used to have circumcision for has become baptism today. And so what they've done is, and the Roman Church started this, the Roman Church said that God is done with Israel and will never pick up with them again. The church, Rome, has become the new Israel. And so circumcision becomes baptism. The priesthood of the Old Testament becomes the priest of the New Testament. The sacrifices of the Levitical system become Mass. And Moses and Aaron and the high priest become the Pope. And so they just have basically taken the Old Testament and given all New Testament names to it, and they built this whole kind of works salvation thing that the Jews had. Well, elements of that are in the Lutheran Church today. Elements of that are in the Presbyterian. Elements of that are in the Episcopalian Church. Though they have, the three of those, been apart, the Episcopalian is the American version of the Anglican Church. The Anglican Church is the Roman Catholic Church that Henry VIII said, I'm going to be, you know, set my own pope up, and I'm not going to pay taxes to Rome. So the Anglican Church is just a revolt against the Catholic Church with a new pope. And that came to America as Episcopalian Church. And so, by the way, the Lutheran and the Episcopalian churches are in constant talks to be reunited with Rome. In our lifetime, if the Lord doesn't return, we will see probably the Lutheran and Episcopalian churches back in with Rome. And some elements, probably the Presbyterian. Well, the Reformation.